learning Sefer Tehillim. This is Shir number 45. We are using the Me'am Lo'eis commentary by Rav Shmuel Yishalmi. May the learning of Torah be a merit for myself, yourself, for listening to this tape or the CD, or for listening to any of our hundreds of Torah lectures online at EnglishTorahTapes.com. Also, may the learning of Torah be a merit for the memory of Aaron Fuchs and Shimon and Hinder Manila of blessed memory. We are holding in chapter 82, Pasuk 5. We will read the Pasuk over again. Lo yadu v'lo yavinu b'chasheichom nisalochu yimotu kol mostei oretz. They know not, neither do they understand. They go about in darkness, all the foundations of the earth totter. It may happen at times that a judge will make a mistake. This may be due to an oversight, the judge having overlooked an explicit Mishnah that contradicts his ruling. His evaluation of the evidence was erroneous, or else it stemmed from an insufficient familiarity with the substance or form of judicial process. Referring to all these possible sources of judicial error, the Torah says, they know not, neither do they understand. They go about in darkness, all the foundations of the earth totter. For instance, some judges may know the root and substance of the law, but they may not understand how to infer one thing from another. Consequently, even in matters where they do make inferences, they go about in darkness, all the foundations of the earth totter. Compare this with its opposite, the teaching of our Chachamim, that when a judge applies the law in full truth, he becomes a partner to Hashem in the making of heaven and earth. For the earth stands upon the law, as it says, the king by justice establishes the earth, a pasuk that is found in Mishlei. He is regarded as a partner to Hashem in the works of original creation. For Hashem created the world to endure, but criminals destroy it by their actions. When therefore the judge breaks the strong arm of the wicked, retrieves the spoils from their grasp, and turns them back to their rightful owners, he sustains the world and brings about the realization of Hashem's will that the world endure. When justice is served and men see judges regulate society through God's law, they are restrained from committing transgressions. It being the case that Hashem originally created the world through the attribute of law, the judge becomes a partner to Hashem by participating in the attribute of law whereby he created his world. Our sages teach, when one appoints a dishonest judge, it is as if he had planted an Asherah tree for idolatry. Thus it says, judges and police officers will you make for yourself in all your gates, a pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. The place where a Torah sage makes his residence is as a place built close to Hashem, your God. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. Ani omarti elikim atem uvnei elyon kulcham. I said, you are as God, and all of you are sons of the Most High. You deserve the appellation elikim, which the Torah has accorded you. And all of you are sons of the Most High. You are like angels who are sons of the Most High. I said this when I taught that you would execute true judgment. I said you are as God because you pass judgment in the shadow of God's presence and hence merit eternal life. All of you are sons of the Most High by passing judgment as He does. Similarly it says, and you will be to me as a kingdom of Kahan and priest and a holy nation. Pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemos. And it says about our people in its entirety, you are sons to Hashem your God. A pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim, proper conduct will elevate you to this plane of being. Pasuk Zayin, Pasuk 7. Ochein ke'odam temusun uch'achad hasorim tipolu. But you will die like men, and you will fall like one of the princesses. But you judges who pervert justice will die like the first man. He has driven out of the Garden of Eden, and death was decreed upon him. You will fall like one of the princesses who fell from their high station. This will be a proper retribution, measure for measure. Even as you do at this time, judge perversely, as we learned earlier, and thrust down the poor and needy, so you will fall in the future. When a judge unlawfully takes from this one and gives to that one, Hashem takes his life. For by inclining the law in favor of one and against the other, the judge incurs capital punishment. The Torah likens their fall to the fall of princesses from their greatness, which is a very painful fall. This also alludes to the supernal beings, Uzzah and Uzziel, who condemned the creation of man after he sinned, saying, "Were we not against his creation from the very outset?" Hashem said to them, "Get yourselves down here, and we shall see whether you will not sin." They came down upon the earth and sinned, as it says literally, and the fallen ones were upon the earth. A passing sound of Chumash Bereishis. Later, Bilam learned from them. In the beginning, he was in the presence of the king, but in the end, his downfall came at the hand of Moshe. Accordingly, the Torah says here, "You will fall like one of those princesses. If you will not execute judgment in accordance with Torah law, you will die like men and fall into hell that lies open below you. You will fall by the sword like one of the princesses. In retribution for the delay of judgment and for the perversion of the law, the sword comes upon the world and all men die like one man. Then you too will fall by the sword for your sins. I said, you are as God. If Adam had not eaten of the tree of knowledge and instead had eaten of the tree of life, he would have lived forever. But now all of you are sons of the Most High, as it says, you are sons to Hashem your God." A pasuk that is found in the Chumash Devarim. The sages have expounded further. Rav Simai would say, "All creatures that were created from heaven, their bodies and souls are of heaven. All creatures created from the earth, their bodies and souls are of the earth. The exception is man, whose soul is of heaven and whose body is of the earth. Therefore, if a man has engaged in Torah study and obeyed the will of his Father in heaven, he is as the creatures on high, as it says, I said, you are as the supernal creatures, Elohim, and all of you are sons of the Most High. If he has not studied Torah and has not acted in accordance with God's will, he is as the creatures below, as it says, but you will die like men." The Zohar writes, "How very foolish are men who do not know and do not seek to engage in Torah study. For the Torah is all the life and all the freedom and all the good in this world and the world to come. Those who engage in Torah study gain freedom in this world and in the world to come. They live in this world, as it says, the number of your days I will fill, a pasuk that is found in Chumash Shemos, and they have long life in the world to come. For when a man cleaves to the tree of life, namely the Torah, there is no cause of death for him, and no cause of death for the whole world. That is what it says, I said, you are as God, and all of you are sons of the Most High. But you will die like men, and you will fall like one of the princesses." The pasuk we already learned before. "Because I thought that you administer true justice, then assuredly you must be truthful with yourself. This is in accordance with the relation. Be true first before bringing the truth to others. So I said, you are as God. All of you are sons of the Most High. Your stature is higher than the angels who are called by the lesser appellation, sons of God. I said in my Torah, you are as God. This is to be understood in the sense of the cause of both parties will come to the judges. So have I also said to the entire people of Israel, all of you are sons of the Most High, as it says, Israel is my son, my firstborn. Even as angels are sons of God, so all of you are sons of the Most High. Therefore my sons would be free of the angel of death and of foreign domination. But due to perversion of justice, you will die like men, and you will fall like one of the princesses. You who can be so high will fall like an angel falling." Pasuk 8. "Arise, O Hashem, judge the earth, for you will possess, provide inheritance for all the nations." The singer turns to Hashem with a prayer. "All those judges are not performing their task faithfully. So arise, O Hashem, you who are the true judge, and judge the earth. Thus our sages have said, where there is no judgment, there is judgment." That is to say, in the place where the judges do not administer the law, there God will enforce the law. "You have created the world and want it to endure. but corruption of justice destroys the world. So rise, O Hashem, judge the earth. For if you leave the administration of justice in human hands, all men will perish, and then you alone will possess all the nations. Nothing at all will remain standing, and this world will perish. Another reading says, for you will provide inheritance for all the nations. Take the poor and the exploited as your people, shield them and take up their cause. For the poor and the exploited are for the most part men of truth and humility. This is true of the poor and exploited of any nation. We will do what we have been commanded to do, namely judge the poor and the orphan. Therefore you also arise, O Hashem, and judge the earth. Deliver your people Israel from all their troubles. The singer turns to Hashem with a plea. You yourself in all your glory judge the earth. Dispense with the partnership of those judges who refuse to consider you a partner. For you possess all the nations, but they have no share or inheritance with you. This is most fitting and proper for you, for no one supervises an object better than the owner himself. Now we go to chapter 83, Pasuk 1, Shir Mizmor La'Asaf, a song of Psalm of Asaf. Pasuk 2, Elikim al Domiloch al Techarash vi al Tishkot Teo. O Hashem, do not keep still for yourself, be not silent and not at peace, O God Almighty. Asaf composed this psalm about all the places in Gullus and exile where the Jewish people will be in the future. This includes the exiles of Edom, Rome, Yishmael, Arab lands, as well as the exiles of other nations. Some say that Asaf is speaking about the war that took place during the reign of Yehoshaphat, when the peoples of Asaf in alliance with Ammon and Moab waged war against them, as found in Divrei Hayamim. Other nations were involved as well, but the Torah does not identify them. It merely says, and with them were from among the Ammonites in a war against Yehoshaphat. In the days of the judges, the Shoftim, Zidonites, Amalek, and Ammon also formed an alliance to harass Israel. But in the days of Yehoshaphat, they all marched against Israel simultaneously. Yehoshaphat prayed and announced the fast, and upon Yechizkiel, a descendant of Asaph, then came the Spirit of God in the midst of the congregation, and he said, do not be afraid, for the battle is not yours but God's. The narrative goes on to describe how the enemy fell to fighting among themselves and the great confusion brought about by Hashem. This psalm closes by making it clear that those nations marched against Israel in order to make war upon the faith in God, as it says, then they will know that you alone are He whose name is Hashem, the Most High over all the earth. They held that Hashem had passed on the conduct of this world to the stars. Turning to Hashem, the singer says, O Hashem, do not keep still in this time of trouble. Be not silent, keep from speaking on our behalf, and be not at peace. Do not fail to act vengefully for our sake. Having said earlier, arise, O Hashem, judge the earth, as we learned in this last chapter, the singer calls upon Hashem to exact revenge upon the enemies for what they did against his honor and glory. O Hashem, do not keep still, for they have profaned the glory of your name. Hashem's terrible vengeance for this sacrilege will then also constitute vengeance on behalf of Yisrael. Thus the Navi says, O you who make mention of Hashem, never rest and never be still. A pasuk is found in Sefer Yeshayahu. That is to say, let those who remind others keep reminding them to make Hashem their principal concern. The term Techoresh is linked to Choresh, Adef, and the corresponding interpretation says, do not make it appear as if you do not hear their vilification of us, and do not be at peace, fail to avenge yourself upon them. Now, especially when they have come to destroy belief in you as God, it is not fitting for you to keep silent. In the time of the Tower of Babel, the people came together to abolish belief in Hashem, a pasuk that's found in the Chumash Bereishis, and in the war against Yehoshaphat, they came in unison for the same purpose. Watchmen are posted on all corners of the city, and they call out to one another to stay alert, for they must not fail at their appointed task of protecting the city. Similarly, the singer pleads before Hashem, the guardian of Israel, as we'll learn later on in Sefer Tehillim. O Hashem, do not keep still. Thus the Torah says, I have set watchmen upon your walls, O Yerushalayim, who will never hold their peace day or night. You who make mention of Hashem, never rest and never be still. This is a pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Moreover, just as the watchmen keep calling to one another, and they each respond to the call, making it known that they are not asleep, so be not silent, answer Israel's call to you. It is the way of watchmen to patrol the city, as it says in Shir HaShirim, the watchmen that go about the city found me. Though it be a wearing task for you, as it were still, be not at peace. Do not fail to act, you who are powerful and valiant. Vengeance proceeds usually in a sequence of stages. It begins with anger in the heart, followed by outspoken rebuke, and then by acts of revenge. Accordingly, the singer says here, in matching sequence, O Hashem, do not keep still, do not keep your anger still, be not silent, but speak words of strife and condemnation, and be not at peace, act to exact retribution in accordance with the prescribed severity of the law justly implemented. Rabbi Elazar was on his way to his in-laws, accompanied by Rabbi Chiyo, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Chizkiyo. Said Rabbi Elazar, I see there is no steering on high, unless there is a steering from below. He then began to expound, O Hashem, do not keep still for yourself, that is a stirring from below. David said, O Hashem, be not silent, do not silence the stirring from on high. According to the Medrash, the Torah thus says, he who upholds a commandment will know nothing evil, since a king's command is dominion, and who shall tell him, what are you doing? The pasuk is found in Sefer Kehelet. The righteous say to Hashem, what are you doing? What he should be doing, they tell him. Arise and he arises. As it says in Chumash Bamidbar, rise up Hashem, return Hashem. They say to him, do not sleep. And he, as it were, awakens. They say to him, do not keep still. And he hearkens. Thus it says, he confirms the word of his servant and performs the counsel of his messenger. A pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Now we come to Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3. Kinei oyevecha yamoyun misanecha nasu rosh. For behold, your enemies are in an uproar, and they who hate you have raised the head. The enemies have all assembled together, and they roar like the raging sea for our extermination. What is more, they have come against us not only by their deeds, but also by their words. They scoff and revile us. They have raised the head to vanquish us, because they are your enemies and they hate you. Out of their hatred for Hashem, they persecute his people and his inheritance, as we learned in chapter 78. The Torah mentions two reasons for vengeance. One is that your enemies are in an uproar of vilification and blasphemy. Secondly, they who hate you have raised the head. All who distress the people of Israel are made chieftains. So when they are punished, the punishment creates a furor. If they were only in an uproar against us, we would keep silent. However, they are your enemies, and they are in an uproar against you. They who hate you are the ones who have raised the head. The singer alludes three reasons for saving the oppressed from his oppressor. One, the oppressor is wicked and an enemy. Two, the oppressed one is a tzaddik and beloved by Shem. Three, the oppressor afflicts his victim by many afflictions. Corresponding to the first reason, he says, for behold, your enemies are in an uproar, and they are your enemies because they are wicked. Corresponding to the second reason, he says, they plot secretly against your people, whom you love. Corresponding to the third reason, the need to alleviate the suffering of the oppressed. He says, therefore, they have said, come and let us cut them off from being a people. Therefore, guard us well, for all around us we hear the roaring of the enemies and the haters, who are also your enemies and your haters. They have raised the head, arraigned their armies for war against us. Our sages teach, all who help Israel are as if helping the one who spoke and the world came into being. Thus it says in Sefer Shoftim, because they did not come to the help of Hashem, anyone who rises up against Israel has as if rising against the one who spoke and the world came into being, as it says, for behold, your enemies are in uproar. It does not say our enemies, it says your enemies. For behold, your enemies are in uproar. They claim they were not harmed for having destroyed your holy Beis Hamikdash. Indeed, they who hate you have raised the head. Therefore, do not keep still for yourself. Be not silent until you have collected from them for having disgraced your name. Otherwise, they will issue fresh decrees against your people. Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk 4. Al amcho ya'rimu sod v'shu'atsu asfu necho. They plot secretly against your people and take counsel against those you shelter. The enemies wage war by crafty plots and secret strategies designed to keep the Jewish people from protecting itself. They plot secretly against your people to keep Israel from realizing that they want to annihilate them. Besides their craftiness, they take counsel against your men of piety, whom you shelter in the hidden regions of your heart, and who will merit to receive the good that is hidden away from for them. The enemies are especially vicious towards them, but they think that by deflecting them away from their faith, all the people will follow. Those you shelter means the Jewish people, for you conceal them in the tabernacle of your familiar ones, a pasuk that's found in Yirmiyahu, and in your hiding place. They take counsel against those you shelter. They know that they cannot annihilate the Jewish people, so they take counsel to destroy the synagogues and houses of study where the Shekhinah, the divine presence, is concealed within Israel. They plot secretly against your people because we keep the Torah. The Jewish people fulfill the command to walk humbly with your God, a pasuk that is found in the Sefer Micha. Hence, Israel, your people, are here referred to as Fonecha, your concealed ones. It alludes in particular to the righteous who are your humble ones. They plot secretly against your people in crafty ways. They lure others to come fight against us and take counsel against those you treasure. The sages in all generations, in order to accomplish Torah study and the observance of mitzvahs from among the Jewish people. They come with complaints, Misra'amim, here related to as Ya'arimu, against the Jewish people for fulfilling the teachings of the Torah. The Torah is called Sod, as it says, the secret counsel of Hashem is for them that fear Him. A pasuk that's found in Sefer Tehillim, pasuk 14, and take counsel against the altar kept sheltered in the Beis Hamikdash to destroy it and thus prevent us from offering sacrifices. Pasuk 5. Amru lechu v'nachidei migoy v'lo yizoch Hashem Yisrael od. They have said, come, let us cut them off from being a people, that the name of Hashem of Israel may be no more in remembrance. Come, let us cut them off from being a people. This was their purpose in waging war against Israel. As we learned earlier, they said, we shall greatly disseminate them until they cease to be called a people. The survivors will flee to be scattered and separated, so that the name of Israel will be no more in remembrance. Thus, in our own generation, there rose up against us the accursed Jew-hater and his despicable followers, and they devised ways to annihilate all of Israel. They spent their fury upon 6 million of our brothers and would have carried to completion their master plan to eradicate us, but Hashem finally caused their downfall. The evil they have perpetuated suppresses anything done by all the nations mentioned in the present psalm. Having pleaded, do not keep still for yourself. As the previous pasuk that we learned, the singer now explains the reason for his plea. It is because your enemies are in an uproar. He also pleaded, be not silent, because they are not silent. They plot secretly and prepare decrees against your people, so you make a decrees against them. Be not at peace, just as they are not peaceful, but have consulted together with one consent. They make a covenant against you. The other peoples are envious of Israel for being one unique people upon the earth, as found in Shemuel Beis, that does not mix with other peoples and keep the Torah and the mitzvahs. So they take counsel and say, come, and let us cut them off from being a people, one unique people upon the earth. They tried to achieve their purpose by harassing your treasured ones, Funecha. They endeavored to eliminate from Israel the Torah and the mitzvahs for which the reward is hidden away. Tzafum. They plot to abolish our uniqueness by cutting us off from the Torah and mitzvahs so that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. The Jewish people negate the views of other peoples, and their faith differs from every other faith. Hashem's name is associated with the people of Israel. Should they perish, heaven forfend, upon whom will his name be called? Because they want to cut off the name of Hashem, the name of Israel, in whose name Yisrael is indicated, Hashem's name. Kael, I say, O Hashem, do not keep still for yourself. Be not silent and be not at peace, O Hashem. So long as the people of Israel are in existence, He is called the God of Israel, as we find in Chumash Shemos. If they were to be uprooted, whose God would He be called? For they have consulted together with one consent. They make a covenant against you. All their raging against us stems from their antagonism to you. Thus it says, why are the nations in uproar? And it says, against Hashem and against His anointed. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. Kino atzu lev yachtov alecho beris yichroisu. For they have consulted together with one consent, they make a covenant against you. They have always warred against one another, but here they have consulted together with one consent. They make a covenant to fight Israel. First they consulted together regarding this matter, and then they make a covenant among themselves against you to execute their plan. In our own day, the accursed Nazis, perish their name, assembled in the city of Vanza to plan the total annihilation of the Jewish people, and they celebrated the occasion by drinking beer. They made a covenant against you, for as we have already written, anyone who wages war against Israel wages war against Hashem. Their true purpose is to bring about the obliteration of your name, since you are called the God of Israel. Neighboring nations usually wage war of conquest, and this the nations come to loot and pillage. But here they have consulted their heart together, plotted as with a single heart to achieve one common purpose. For they are envious of the renown of your godliness in the world to the Jewish people. Peace shields, which explains why the Babel generation was not destroyed despite their blasphemy, for they were at peace with one another. The enemy nations know this, and since they consulted together with one consent and there is peace among them, they are not afraid of having made a covenant against you. Even if they quarrel among themselves about other things, they do not fear that their evil designs against the Jewish people will fail, for they are united in this one purpose. The singer says, there is yet another reason for my insistent plea not to delay your retribution. It is that they are ready to perpetuate their evil very soon, for they are of one heart in their hatred of us for living in accordance with your will by keeping your Torah. Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7. Olei Edom v'Yishmaelim Moav v'Hagrim. The tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moav and the Hagrites. Now the singer proceeds to identify the peoples that came to wage war against Israel. Edom and Ishmaelites, Moav and Hagrites, came together with their tents. In the case they did not subdue Israel in a short time, they came prepared to pitch their camp for as long as necessary. Within the interpretation that the present psalm refers to the war against Yehoshaphat, all the peoples mentioned here are included among the Ammonites mentioned there, as found in Divrei Yomim. The Hagarites are the descendants of Hagar. The pasuk stresses that the distant peoples and the neighboring peoples all came together. Edom borders the land of Israel, as does Moab, but the Ishmaelites and the Hagarites were distant peoples. None of these peoples asked themselves why they were coming to distress the people of Israel. Despite the fact that the Edomites and Ishmaelites were descendants of the children of Avram and Yitzchak, while Moab and the Hagarites were descendants of Lot and Hagar. Please turn tape over to side B.